everyone, and welcome back to Wiki Whisperer Articles Aloud. My name is Adrian Curro, and I will be your host. Now, this is a show where I select a Wikipedia article at random or by request, and I read it in its entirety. Now, to keep with the spirit of authenticity, as if I was truly reading to you, I've decided to do this show in one take. No cuts, no edits. That means all stutters, misspoken words, and errors will be kept in, which I apologize for in advance. Today's article is about Family, the 1976 TV series. Let's begin. Family is an American television drama series that aired on ABC from March 9, 1976 to June 25, 1980. It was conceived as a 6-episode limited series, but initial high ratings led to the production of 86 weekly episodes. Creative control of the show was split among executive producers Leonard Goldberg, Aaron Spelling, and Mike Nichols. Overview. Family depicted what was, for its time, a contemporary traditional family with realistic, believable characters. The show starred Seda Thompson and James Broderick as Kate and Doug Lawrence, an upper-middle-class couple living at 1230 Holland Street in Pasadena, California, with their 3 children. Nancy, portrayed by Elaine Heilville in the original miniseries, then by Meredith Baxter Burney. Willie, Gary Frank, and Letitia, nicknamed Buddy, Christy McNichol. Their 4th child, Timmy, died 5 years before the first season, at age 10, in a boating accident. Family raised the profiles of all its main actors. In particular, it catapulted Christy McNichol and Meredith Baxter Burney to stardom. Kate is practical and rational. She is motivated to do what is right, even if it makes her unpopular. Jury duty. A full-time homemaker, she resents people telling her she could have attained more in life. Home movie. After expressing frustration with the monotony of her existence, she returns to college as a music major and joins the faculty at Buddy's High School in season 4. Doug is a calm, steadfast attorney who aspires to be a judge. He listens to and values his wife, although they grapple with issues such as Doug's past infidelity and occasional workaholism, and always makes time for his children. Willie is an aspiring writer. He secures his parents' permission to drop out of high school to write a screenplay. He later earns his GED. Willie pursues work, assisting in a photography studio, an advertising agency, and at a TV show called The Dame Game. His frequent romantic affairs drove many of the episodes involving his character. Younger daughter Buddy, Letitia, is a tomboy, although she sometimes considers adopting a more feminine appearance, coming of age. She is a loyal friend, compassionate toward others, and well-liked by her classmates. She has a habit of walking into a room where adults are discussing something confidential and demanding to know what is transpiring. She usually seeks her mother's help when faced with a dilemma. Kate often calls her by the nickname Dizzy Lish. Willie has a close relationship with Buddy, who he calls Peaches. In the pilot, eldest daughter Nancy Lawrence Maitland catches her husband, Jeff Maitland, recurring guest star John Rubenstein, in bed with another woman. They divorce between seasons 1 and 2. Nancy moves into the family guest house with her young son, Timmy, Michael, and David Shackelford, and enrolls in law school. In season 4, 11-year-old Andrea Annie Cooper Quinn Cummings is adopted by the family after her biological parents, Kate and Doug's college friends, are killed in a car accident. Annie excels academically and strives to fit in with her new family and classmates at school, not always with success. Storylines were often topical. In the first episode, Nancy walks in on her husband Jeff having sex with one of her friends. Other storylines include Kate's possible breast cancer and Buddy's dilemmas about whether to have sex. She always chooses to wait. In 1976's Rites of Friendship, Willie's childhood friend is arrested in a gay bar, while 1977's We Love You, Miss Jessup deals with Buddy's friendship with a lesbian teacher. Family also contends with alcoholism, Doug's sister, Buddy's friend, and dementia. A 1979 episode, directed by Joanne Woodward, guest stars Henry Fonda as Doug's father, James Lawrence, who is beginning to experience cognitive decline. 2 years later, Fonda won an Academy Award for playing a similar character in On Golden Pond. Episodes and production details. Season 1 had 6 episodes, first aired March 9th, 1976, last aired April 13th, 1976. Season 2 had 22 episodes, first aired October 6th, 1976, last aired May 3rd, 1977. Season 3 had 23 episodes, first aired September 13th, 1977, last aired May 16th, 1978. Season 4 had 22 episodes, first aired September 21st, 1978, last aired May 17th, 1979. And final season 5 had 13 episodes, first aired December 11th, 1979, last aired June 25th, 1980. The initial showrunners of Family were Nigel McKean and Carol Evan McKean, who previously had been writers for The Waltons. After the fourth season, the McKeans departed and were replaced by Edward Zwick, who went on to produce the acclaimed series 30-something, My So-Called Life, and Once and Again. Exterior shots of the Lawrence family home were filmed at 1230 Milan Avenue in South Pasadena, California. Critical reception. Family attracted widespread critical acclaim during its original run. TV critics called the show a rare quality offering in ABC's schedule, which included Happy Days, Laverne and Shirley, and other Spelling Goldberg productions, such as Charlie's Angels and Fantasy Island. Despite its occasional adult themes, the National Parent Teacher Association consistently praised the series. In February 1979, the PTA said Family contained, quote, good parenting lessons, end quote, and, quote, slightly controversial but excellent content, end quote, recommending it for viewing by teens and older. In the fourth season, some critics took issue with the show's direction. In February 1979, Noel Holston of the Orlando Sentinel called Family, quote, ABC's most prestigious program, end quote, but claimed, quote, the producers' crisis of the week approach is starting to strain the series' credibility, end quote. Some critics complained that Family, like many TV shows of the period, had become too reliant on sex-related plots. In spring 1979, ABC shifted the show to Friday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, and its previously solid ratings dropped to the bottom of the chart. Although Family earned solid ratings and a loyal following, ABC was criticized for failing to promote the show. The network never aired summer reruns, which could have expanded its audience. In an interview before Family's final season, star Sada Thompson called the network, quote, capricious, end quote, and the lack of repeats, quote, most unusual, end quote. In December 1979, former showrunners Nigel McKean and Carol Evan McKean said, quote, we worked on that show for 4.5 years, and there wasn't a day during that time that we felt the network gave a damn, end quote. 7 years after the series ended, it was widely reported that a family reunion TV movie was planned for the 1987-88 season. At least one report indicated that if the movie's ratings were strong enough, the series would be revived for the current ABC schedule. The plot was to involve the Lawrence children gathering for Kate's remarriage. James Broderick had died of cancer in 1982. But the 1988 writer's strike halted production and the project was abandoned. Broadcast history and Nielsen ratings. 1975-76. Time slot Eastern Time, Tuesdays 10 p.m. Rank 34, rating not applicable. 1976-77. Time slot Tuesdays 10 p.m. Eastern. Rank 39, rating not applicable. 1977-78. Time slot Tuesdays 10 p.m. Eastern. Rank 31, rating 19.8. 1978-79, time slot, Thursdays 10 p.m. Eastern from September 1978 to March 1979, and Fridays 8 p.m. Eastern from April to May 1979. Rank 52, rating not applicable. Season 1979-80, time slot, Mondays 10 p.m. Eastern from January to February 1980. Mondays 9 p.m. Eastern from March 1980, and Wednesdays 8 p.m. Eastern, June 1980. Rank 61, rating not applicable. Awards and nominations. In 1976, the Directors Guild of America awarded Glenn Jordan the Outstanding Directorial Achievement in Dramatic Series for the episode Rites of Friendship. The show was nominated for Best Television Series Drama at the Golden Globe Awards. Sada Thompson was also nominated for Best Actress in a Television Series Drama. At the Humanitas Prize, Jay Presson Allen was nominated in the 60-minute network or syndicated television category for the pilot episode. Nigel Evan McKean and Carol Evan McKean were nominated for the episode A Right and Proper Goodbye. In 1977, E.W. Swackhammer was nominated at the Directors Guild of America Awards for Outstanding Directorial Achievement for the episodes Acts of Love, Parts 1 and 2. Family was again nominated for Best Television Series Drama at the Golden Globes. The show received several Emmy nominations, including Outstanding Drama Series and Outstanding Lead Actress for Sada Thompson. Gary Frank won for Outstanding Supporting Actor for Lovers and Strangers, while Meredith Baxter Burney was nominated and Christy McNichol won for Outstanding Supporting Actress. 1978 saw more Golden Globe nods for Best TV Series and Best Actresses for McNichol and Thompson. At the Humanitas Prize, the episode Annie Laurie by David Jacobs and Carol McKean won, while McKean's The Princess and the Tower was nominated. Emmy nominations included Outstanding Drama, Lead Actor for James Broderick, Leading Actress with Thompson won, and Supporting Noms for Baxter Burney, McNichol, John Rubenstein for his guest role and film editing. The following year, 1979, Thompson was nominated again at the Globes. While at the Emmys, she was nominated and McNichol won for Supporting Actress. Young actress nominees at the Young Artist Awards were Quinn Cummings and Christy McNichol. In 1980, Sally Robinson won the Humanitas Prize for the episode Thanksgiving. Final Emmy nods went to the series, and lead actresses McNichol and Thompson. At the Young Artist Awards, Quinn Cummings took home Best Young Actress in a TV series. And with that, we complete this week's episode of Wiki Whisper Articles Aloud. If you have any suggestions on how I could improve my recording / format, if you would like to suggest an article for me to read next week, or if you would simply like to give me some words of encouragement, please feel free to do so by emailing me at wikiwhisperer@gmail.com. That is spelled wikiwhisperer@gmail.com. All information used on this podcast can be found at wikipedia.org and is available for fair use under the Creative Commons license. Links will be provided in the episode description. And once again, thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Wiki Whisperer Articles Aloud. I have been your host, Adrian Curl, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.